Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They quit playing because they knew that if they kept on playing, I'd probably just stay sitting there. It's so beautiful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is so wonderful to be here. Is this a little bit too loud or is that okay? Seems loud to me, but anyway. I've been looking at this. Oh, somebody turned it down. good morning, y'all. Praise the Lord. That just to give you a little clue that I am from Texas. And I'm excited about this facility. It's so phenomenal. They've even made a podium that's about my size. Okay. I don't have to get a Coke box to stand on to see over the top. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know you all think, you say, well, now that's strange. They said everything in Texas is big. And what happened to him? That's what they're thinking, you know. It reminds me of, I had a cousin come down from North Dakota. That's where I'm originally from, you understand. And I was showing him around, and I said, this one ranch here, it is so big. The rancher gets in his truck, and it takes him all day to get to the other side of his property. And my cousin said, he said, yeah, I had an old truck like that once, too. Anyway, hallelujah. We all have our locations, and it's good, clean fun, so that's great. So praise the Lord. If I could ask the musicians to come up here and give me some backup and minister to the body, it would be so wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, it is so wonderful in the move and church stuff that we're involved, and then our kids get involved, and you get so excited, praise the Lord. And then my grandkids come up, and that's even more beautiful. So it's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dawson over here, I didn't realize his hands could go so fast. Strumming that wonderful guitar there. So praise the Lord. He's even smiling this morning. Hallelujah. That's great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so it's a thrill. It's a thrill to see the Lord work in our lives and in our families, is it not? Yeah, we just praise the Lord for that all. So, hallelujah. It's wonderful to be here this morning. And we'll follow the leading of the Spirit. Song, this is a body ministry. If someone has a song they want to lead out with, please do that. And feel free to do that. I got to be a little careful with that. One time I was in Big Spring, Texas, and I said, now this is a body ministry. You know, people can participate. And next thing you know, a little lady way off in a corner there says, her name was Miss Money. I don't know if that really was her name or not, but that's what they called her, was Miss Money. Okay, you remember that? You know, and boy, she took advantage. She come on up to the front. She got me out of the way, and she let us have it. So anyway, but it is still a body ministry. I guess whatever, when she said that day, we really probably had it coming, or we needed that. So anyway, on that note, where we finally ended up meeting there in Big Spring, Texas, was at Sister Ton and Brother Ton's church, and we've had some wonderful, wonderful meetings over there. And just this last month, they had such a bad hailstorm out there in Big Spring that just really tore up Sister Ton's the roof on her big building out there. And she just didn't have the money to cover it, and her kids have been telling her to slow down anyway, and she's quit her ministry out there. So just as a word of note, keep her in your prayers. But I didn't say she quit ministry. She doesn't do the food ministry anymore. She doesn't have her church there. But they built a prison right next door to her property. And she is in there probably 3-4 times a week. She has a women's group and a men's group. And she's got something like 40-some people lined up that want to be baptized. So she was talking to someone here recently, and there's a fella over in Abilene that has a portable baptismal thing. So he's going to get him on over one of these days to the prison, and they're going to have some baptism over there. So isn't that a wonderful ministry? Hallelujah. We don't ever have to quit ministry. Wherever we are and whatever we do, hallelujah, in our little corner of the world that the Lord puts us in, we can minister to people around us. And Sister Khan is certainly an example of that. Hallelujah. So we continue to pray for Sister Khan and bless her, and pray that she'll continue to minister there, because she's doing a really good work there in the prison ministry out there in Big Spring, Texas. So hallelujah for that. So our Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to get together this morning. Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will bless us and guide us. Loosen everyone's heart this morning, Lord. Have us to sing, to minister, to prophesy, whatever you would have us on your heart today, dear Lord. Help us to be sensitive to your Spirit, dear Jesus, as we open this service today, dear Lord God Almighty. Look forward to your words and your scriptures today, dear Lord, we pray. Pray for the safety of everyone here in the camp today as we go on to this afternoon and all the different activities. But hallelujah. This morning, Lord, we just pray that you'll bless us and keep us safe here, dear Lord God Almighty. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. My wife doesn't like me to take my jacket off. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'll just open here with a quick scripture. Psalms 100, this exhortation to praise the Lord. And that's what we want to do to start with this morning. We want to praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord guides us. Hallelujah. We look for him. He's our provider. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Praise the Lord. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess that makes reference to what I just mentioned a little minute ago. We pray that our each generation, hallelujah, will continue to be blessed and continue to walk in the Lord. That's one of the biggest blessings we can have. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's get our, our juices going this morning, so to speak. Turn to us in page number 2 in the red book. It's a glorious salvation. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Hallelujah. After last night, I think you still have some stand left in you. You've had a chance to rest anyway in between. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a glorious salvation, it's a wonderful way, and God has shed his light on my pathway. And my way keeps growing brighter, and I want to shout and sing, a creature of eternity, child of the King. Child of the King, a child of the King. Inheritance unfading, oh, let the joy bells ring.
ring, ring. Another to sing forever of the nation full and free. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for saving me. I used to walk in darkness and my way it was not clear, until the blessed Savior into my life appeared. And He spoke such peace and joy to my heart at a day. There's a new creation standing on the earth today. Child of the King, a child of the King, inheritance unfading, oh, let the joy bells ring, ring, ring. And I want to sing forever of salvation full and free. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for saving me. Now follow all the hunger, the kingdom of the Lord, both in salvation's armor, and praise the Lord on high. Gaze upon the promised land, praise the Lord on high. The land of milk and honey I see before my eyes. Child of the King, a child of the King, inheritance unfading, oh, let the joy come ring, ring, ring. And I want to sing forever of salvation full and free. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for saving me. The Lord spoke strong and soft, my son, this is your rest, the realm that I prepared for my chosen blessed. And the sons of God shall reign with me throughout eternity. The chosen, called, and faithful shall inherit all you see. A child of the King, a child of the King, inheritance unfaithful, well, at the door bell ring. And I want to sing forever of salvation full and free. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord for saving me. A child of the King, a child of the King, inheritance unfading, oh, let the joy bell ring, ring, ring. And I want to sing forever, for the children's oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for saving me. One more time. A child of the King, inheritance unfading, oh, let the doorbell ring, ring, ring. And I want to sing forever, rich and full and free. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord for saving me. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is wonderful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Great, Lord. Hallelujah. Page 21 in the Red Book is, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. We've talked about a few mountains this week, and some people, I guess, went on the mountain last night. I'm sure it was nice. Praise the Lord. And some people, they they got up this morning to go walking on the mountain. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sure, it's got to be my daughter leading the group, right? Yeah. No, I'm proud of them. I really am proud of them. That's praise the Lord. That's good. Come up on the mountain and come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of our God. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of our God. And He will teach us of your way, and we will walk in His path. For I shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Come and let the mountain of the Lord and to the house of our God. Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of our God. And He will teach us of His way, and we will walk in His path, and the Lord
amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come
amen. No.
Sometimes I feel like heaven's come down. Heaven's come down on me. Sometimes I feel like heaven's come down. Heaven's come down. Heaven's come down. Sometimes I feel like heaven's come down. Heaven's come down on me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heaven has come down. Hallelujah. On us many, many times the Lord come down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to page 18 in the red book. It's Call Unto Me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Unto me, and I will answer thee. Answer thee, and show thee great and mighty. We'll get her, Joe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn to page 1 to page 20. We know that. Cause me to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We ask the Lord to come. Hallelujah. He will. Praise the Lord. Cause me to come to thy river. Cause me to drink at thy river, O Lord. Cause me to live at thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, Lord, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Glory, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We sanctify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
I will keep you in the palm of my hand. To me and give me your whole heart, and I will care for you. There is no need too great for me. I am the children of my pasture. I care for you as a shepherd. I shall feed you and I shall give you pasture. I shall hold you close when you are hurting, for you're my beloved ones, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah.
I will meet you at the mountain. I will teach you my ways. But in the valley, I will restore your soul. Be not afraid. In the valley, be not afraid. In the valley,
Be not afraid in the valley, for I am there also to restore your soul.
Alleluia. Glory, Lord, alleluia. Praise your name, Lord, alleluia. Glory, Lord, alleluia. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Alleluia. Glory, Lord, alleluia.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated, and we have a special song this morning. Brother Art Lusk is going to come forth and share with us how great thou art. And he is great. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. I'm nervous. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son a-sharing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and prayer proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Would you like to sing that chorus with me? Then sings my soul.
How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how thank you, Brother Art, and bless you all. We'll have Brother Matthew come now.
Thank you, Joe. Praise God.
Amen.
I understand Teresa Jameson and Pauline Chenis, have a duet. Would you please come up?
Waking or sleeping, thy presence.
Amy Loggins, are you here? Praise God.
And I know he watches.
So wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord, listening to these wonderful songs. Amen. Let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. This is from New International Version. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. From J.B. Phillips' translation, a little more clarity. This priceless treasure we hold, so to speak, in common earthenware, to show that the splendid power of it belongs to God and not to us. We are hard pressed on all sides, but we are never frustrated. We are puzzled, but never in despair. We are persecuted, but are never deserted. We may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. Every day we experience something of the death of Jesus, so that we may also show the power of the life of Jesus in these bodies of ours. I think J.B. Phillips really goes into the depth and really makes it very simple for us to understand, isn't it? Amen. Now, the scriptures that I just read is based on Paul's experience in his life. He's acknowledging his bodily weakness. In his ministry, the sufferings that he had to go through. Yet, he is not disappointed. He is not frustrated. He is not knocked out. He is living to show the life of Jesus in him. Amen. This is wonderful hope that you and I have. Even though the life's struggles crush us, try to defeat us, but in all of these, praise God, the life of Jesus is revealed in all of these. In this humble earthenware. Praise God. I always think about Apostle Paul. I read in a book, Apostle Paul was not a very attractive person. He was a very awkward-looking man. A crooked nose, short, bald head,
But the writer says, yet his letters are weighty and forceful. In person is unimpressive. And his speaking amounts nothing. Yet, Apostle Paul brings powerful words of God under the anointing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, in J.B. Phillips' translation, I was given a stabbing pain out of Satan's angels to plague me and effectually stop any conceit. So it is not uncommon, people of God, when we go through these trials, these pains in the body, or struggles in our spirit, to go on in this journey that it is time for us. But we have a hope. Amen? We have a hope. We haven't given that up yet. Because Christ is the hope of glory. I just want to list some of the struggles Apostle Paul went through during his journey. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 29. I'm not going to read that, but I'm going to list it for you. He was flogged more severely, exposed to death again and again. 5 times he was beaten or lashed, 39 times each, which is about 195 times. Beaten with rods, stoned, 3 times shipwrecked. What a missionary. Amen. Amen. Danger from the rivers, bandits, danger from my own countrymen, that's his countrymen, Jewish people. Danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, country, sea, from the false brethren, no sleep, hunger, thirst, cold, and nakedness. Yet, he says, I do not feel weak. Powerful, isn't it, people of God? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10, the last part of the scripture says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. When you're about to give up, no strength left in you, that's when your gut feeling comes into action. That's when you say, I am strong. I will never give up. People of God, I would encourage you this morning, never give up on anything that you're pursuing. Never give up. He is there for you. He will watch over you. Praise God. His eyes are on the sparrows. How much more are his eyes upon you, people of God? Glory to God. Just want to give a little encouragement this morning. Let us never lose for little things. I just want to like kind of break whatever we read this morning. 7 through 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 through 10. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. I hope it is self-explanatory. Moffat translation says, we are harried, meaning it's an old English, I suppose, attacked, but not hemmed in. Amen? Very practical. We're attacked by the enemy, yet enemy cannot enter into the core of the battle. He's in the periphery. He can never really get into the real part of the battle because we are covered by his angels. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. God always provides a way out. You believe that? Amen. Sometimes it comes so late though. You want it right away. But God always has a way out for you. We know time and time again. We have experienced in our lives how God sends his angels to protect us, to take care of us, to open a way for us. Many times we think this door will never open. But that door will open if God opens the door for you. Wait for God to open the door. Don't force the door open for yourself. Wait for the time of God to open the door for you. When he opens, no one can close the door. The same vice versa. If he closes the door, no one can open the door. It's so powerful. It's a message to Philadelphia Church, by the way. And a message to us also, people of God. Amen? You know, those of you who are here right now thinking, Lord, I've been praying for this. This door has, as if it is locked with double or triple locks. But I want to tell you, a day will come, you don't need any key to open that door. God himself will use his key and he will open that door for you, my brothers, my sisters. I believe it so strongly. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be, God is in control. God is in control, people of God. Not the world is in control, but God is in control. Oh, praise God. There is no impasse on the road of God's service. The way of obedience is never a dead end. The Bible is full of instances. When you obey God, God is the way. When we live in the will of God, God is the way out for you. Amen? Time and time again, in the Bible we see how God led his people. when they left Egypt, they came to the edge of the Red Sea. They don't know what's going to happen. We know the story, but yet I just want to think about the timely interference or providence of God right there. Moses, who was leading the people, got himself confused what to do. I mean, as it was so hard to get the people out of Egypt and brought them to the edge of Red Sea, and right now people are kind of closed in. They can't go to the north because it's mountainous. They can't go to the south, the desert. They can't go to the east because going back to Egypt. They have to only go to the east, cross the Red Sea. Has it not been our situation as well many times? We try to find our own ways, you know. Somehow, maybe I can go this way or that way. But there's only one way. That is God's way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If God has called you to go this way, you have to go only this way. Hallelujah. Before Moses died, he called Joshua. And he prayed to him, prayed over him. And this is what he said to him. You lead my people, but this instruction, do not go to the left or to the right, but go in the way I'm going to show you. People of God, we have a way that has been given to us. Let us stick to that way only. There are distractions. There are voices trying to distract you. But I want to tell you, be steadfast in your calling. Don't get distracted. Keep going. Keep moving. You will reach that promised land. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Daniel was hemmed in that cave. We know that story. But God was able to deliver him from the den of lions. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in that fire. God was able to deliver them. Amen? The same God is alive, is unchanging God. His love has not marginalized. His kindness has not diminished. He is the same God. Unchanging God. People, let us be strong than ever before. Let not our faith be distracted. Let not our focus be distracted. Let us not be sluggish in our walk with God. He who has called us is faithful to accomplish for what He has called us for. Praise God. Secondly, we are perplexed, but not in despair. What does that mean? Everyone in some situation We don't know what to do. But Paul says, we are not puzzled. We are not despair. Meaning, we will not be left without a solution. We will not be left without a proper way out of it. We're living in this world where so many things bother us, and I'm sure, I don't know, is there any person sitting here can say, I am not perplexed, I am always certain, I know what I'm doing. Even Darren is a good in technology, sometimes he wonders too what to do, right Darren? People of God, I want to tell you this morning, we are not a people who need to be puzzled, to be in despair, but we are certain, we are strong in the things that we are called. Glory to God. Glory to God. There are times when we do not know what should be done, but even then, we never doubt that something can be done. Did you get that? That's an important thing. Never lose faith in that. Always believe, even at your worst situation, I know. Something can be still done. That is a positive thing we should all have in our Christian walk. Oh, glory to God. There are times we cannot see clearly where we are going, where our life is going, but we should never doubt that we are going somewhere. Amen? Hallelujah. We are really going somewhere. I like that song we sang in North Belford. Thou shalt no longer be a stranger. You're not a stranger, but a manifest Son of God walking in power and glory upon this earthly sod. Amen. Oh, people of God, how much you invest in your faith, that is how much you will reap in your faith. All businessmen know how by faith you invest in a business. You can just simply sit there without investing. You have the money, but you'd invest. Only then you will get the dividend. So also take faith as money. An example. And invest that faith. And that's when you will get the dividend. Praise God. Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. This is something. We walk by faith, not by sight. That is something. Although he is mentioning about spiritual walk, yet, for a person who is really walking with God, he will see every step of the way. He is not walking by seeing everything, but is walking by faith only. In other words, he is not seeing clarity, evidence as he takes each step, but as he is taking his step by faith, he sees more clarity, more evidence, and more hope in his walk. I hope I made that clear to you. Oh, hallelujah. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. From J.B. Phillips, 16 to 18, think. At present, we are men looking at puzzling reflections in a mirror. The time will come. Look at this. The time will come. Oh, praise God. When we shall see reality whole and face to face. I think the time has already come. We are seeing the reality. At present, all I know is a little fraction of the truth. The time will come. Then I shall know it as fully as God has known me. Oh, praise God. The time will come, Apostle Paul says, that as fully God has known me. Oh, God has known me. This word known can be taken in a slight manner. This known me actually implies to say the intimate, close familiarity or really close fellowship. That's exactly what Apostle Paul is mentioning here. Oh, how much we desire that God knows in that fashion. Brethren meet in the pre-meeting time, most often we speak the same thing. Same ideas will pop up from everyone. That is the mind of God. Even the prophecies, for that matter, if you hesitate to prophesy, somebody else will prophesy the same thing that you wanted to say. Right, Debbie? Praise God. You know, this is the mind of God. This is how God knows us, not as individuals, but as his... up this hope. You know, sometimes we wonder, you know, we speak about all these things, but yet there are problems we are facing. Sometimes we feel, you know, at the camp we are on a mountain. When we go home, we are in the valley. People, we are all together in this. That's why we have this camp. where we can encourage each other, build each other. We can go up to the mountain of the Lord as we sang this morning. Oh, hallelujah. It is so wonderful, isn't it? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it's impossible for God to lie. We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope. Let me read it again. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Oh, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. And this will take you where? Of Melchizedek. Oh, praise God. This inner sanctuary was forbidden for man. Only the high priest was able to go once a year. But in Ephesians chapter 2, I think hallelujah. My wife tells me always, don't just paraphrase. Read that word if you don't remember. So let me read that for you. Chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For he himself is our peace. Who is our peace? Jesus himself is our peace. Glory, who has made the two one. Who is this two? Gentiles and the Jewish people. He made them two as one and destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Oh, praise God. There is no dividing wall of the temple anymore. That inner sanctuary is open for. This is the. Not us. Dividing that barrier. Know that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Then he goes on to say in Colossians, so now there is no Jew, no Gentile, no Scythian, no barbarian, no slaves, no slaveholders, no men, no women in Christ. Everyone has become one in him.
That is a very powerful statement, isn't it?
When he wrote this, I'm telling you, that's a very revolutionary statement. Jewish people always held women to be at a very lower level. For Greeks, they had a special rule. This is what I read. This is what it said. As far as possible, women should see very little and hear very little. That is seclusion that they had back then. And Paul, who knew both Greek culture and Jewish culture, was able to break that for them. This is how it should be. And I'm so happy for the move of the Spirit, where we can feel that unity in the Spirit, where we can feel. Praise God, people of God. We are living in a wonderful age. Oh, yes, you can say that. But you go to Turkey, you go to the Middle East, you go to India, you go to all these countries. But you know, even there, people are, God is taking care of His people. That is the miracle of miracle itself, people of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thirdly, we are persecuted but not abandoned. Do you know what this persecution means? I don't know anybody has experienced persecution. You go to India, you go to Middle East, during that Iraq war, how many Christians are persecuted? I don't know. Is there any church left per se in Iraq now? Everything is demolished to the ground. In Syria, do you know how many people have to flee Syria for religious protection living in Turkey now? That is persecution. Little problem in the house is not a persecution, really. That is really this much, just this much. People, let us be thankful to God. Apostle Paul, he writes an example what he experienced in his life. Now, what we are saying is quoting him, that's all. We haven't really gone through this. But to be persecuted really means to be singled out for one's faith or for his opinion. That is persecution. It's a lonely form of suffering because it generally includes social seclusion or exclusion. Apostle Paul suffered persecution. What really happened, whenever he would gather a little gathering in a city where he went, when people gathered, the Jewish people will come, they'll accuse him and push him out of the town. Then he goes to another town, another synagogue, gathers people. He starts all over again. And then again is persecuted. I don't think any of us had that problem. I'm telling you. What will you do if a day will come in our life, right in this country, for your faith if you're persecuted? Think about it. People are being persecuted at the time I'm speaking, right now. People are persecuted. People are beheaded. People are tortured, maimed, just for faith. I think we should think about those things. You know, as we rejoice here in worshiping, in singing in the Spirit, in prophesying. You know, sometimes I wonder, some of the people, how much the desire to enter in, yet they cannot because of the persecution they are going through. Remember in your prayers, people of God, those who are persecuted worldwide, remember them in your prayers. But the promise is, we are not abandoned. He will never abandon us. Praise God. I like that word, will never be abandoned. Glory to God. Psalms 27 verse 10. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. The Lord will take me up. Amen. Romans 8, 37 to 39. I think Brother Rick mentioned this. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know, we are very good listeners. I like that. But it's good to say a little amen, you know. A little kind of a flavor into the meetings, you know. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. Can you think about that? A conqueror has his own little joy when he conquered something. But Apostle Paul says, we are more than conquerors who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. From the love of God. What an encouraging scripture for us today. This is a repetition, actually, from Rick mentioned this. He elaborated this, but I want to tell you this morning. People, let the scriptures be your focus. I don't know, I think it's what David Luff mentioned. When you go through this temptation or suffering, whatever, let the scripture come into your mind. Let us be tuned to the word of God. You know, this television has become a hassle for many of us. We love to watch television and want to get this television coverage. But more than that, people of God, you should be focused on the Word of God. Hallelujah. When you know the Word of God, you know, when you're going through a terrible time, even if you know the scripture, will never come to your mind. But take up the Bible. If you don't know the word, take up the Bible, start reading. That's how you can really get rid of some of these situations. The more you dwell in it, you will be overwhelmed with that. I really like what David Love said. I understand when he said, bounce off your eyes at first.
But then I begin to think.
If you want to, it all depends on your intent of your heart. You see a little, you want to see more, and you want to see more, and then you are moving away from the Spirit of God, and you're moving towards the distraction. But may God help us all to turn off. Right in the beginning itself, when you see it is not right, don't even look at, don't even talk, don't even involve yourself in that. That's the best way to find a remedy for that situation. Pornography. How it starts. Begin to see little and little, and then you get heavily involved in it. This day and age, you don't have to really look for it. If you open a computer, the commercial something will take you into it. And you know exactly what you're saying. It's up to you. What it should be. And then you don't stand persecuted by the computer. No, you're not. Don't say you're persecuted by the grocery shop because of magazines. There, no. You have every right to. Days to some extent, but God has given the guidelines, God has given the benchmarks, God has the directions how you should walk your way. This Bible is full of directions for a spiritual walk. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Young people, let me remind you this morning, you are sitting in the best place that you can think of. Where you are being fed the right thing for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is for your future. This is for your future. As a young person, you maintain a holy life unto God, and God will. It's very important, right from your childhood. You have to maintain a holy life unto God. Praise God. Finally, Apostle Paul says, we are struck down, not destroyed. Philip says, you are knocked down, but not knocked out. All remember Andy's example in Indiana young people's camp. He always speaks about the wrestling team, and he used to be in the wrestling, and Joseph was the wrestling team. I remember that. And in the wrestling, as we know, you're fighting, and sometimes you'll be knocked down, and within a count of 10, you're to get up, right? If you don't get up, you're lost. You're knocked out. Thank God we are not knocked out. With the count of 10, we are here getting up again. Oh, there are situations that make you knocked down, but you're never knocked out. A wrestling match, and I thought even when 10 before he's still lying on the ground, he can't get up. He's struggling and struggling, but before 10 was called, he got up. exactly and I are. The enemy will say, oh, he's gone, he's knocked out. But the Spirit of God say, no, he is getting up. Oh, I have been there. Attitude determines altitude. You come to church with a bad attitude, you'll go with a bad attitude. You come with a good attitude, you will go with the best attitude. Amen? Amen? The church is not a place for mood swings, not a place for attitudes, not a place for displeasures. It's a place of God's worship. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. As I said, why Apostle Paul concludes that scripture saying that all this happening to me because the life of Jesus may be revealed in me. Why? Because of his attitude. He had a good attitude in all of this. Even with suffering, his attitude never went down. He still maintained a high standard for God. I don't know how successful we are. May God help us. May God help us to maintain the temperament. Hallelujah. You know, the supreme character of Christians is not that they do not fall, but this is what it is. Every time they fall, they will rise again. Before the world calls you loser, you rise up again. God doesn't want quitters. God wants those who can get up again and fight. You may lose the battles, but you'll never lose the war, people of God. You will never lose. It's not that the people of God are never beaten. When I say beaten, even physically, mostly spiritually, but they're never ultimately defeated. They're never defeated, ultimately. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. Oh. So falling is a part of Christian work. I'm not encouraging you to fall and rise. But if you fall, do not be discouraged. You will rise again. Psalms 34:19. A righteous man may have many troubles. Man slash woman may have many troubles. But the Lord delivers him slash her from all. I like that word, from all. Not some. The Bernard. From all the troubles he will deliver us. Can you believe this? Can we say the scripture together, please? A righteous man may have, not loud enough. I am loud myself, but let us read that. Let's repeat with me loudly. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Again, a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. One more time, real loud.
Trouble at all. If you say that before you go, trouble is waiting at the door for you.
Yes.
People, the Lord has delivered us from all the...
Believe it.
He has delivered us from all the troubles. Psalms 34:17, last scripture. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Now you're wondering sometimes, you're asking, Lord, I've been really crying out so loud, and never heard it so far. Don't be discouraged. It is in his list. Okay? Amen. It is in his list. He has in his list. We don't know why it is being delayed, but delay is not denial. It is coming. It is coming, people of God. It is so wonderful to be among the people of God. Is there any place better than... where we can come together, we can fellowship, we can be under the canopy of the Holy Spirit all the time. One thing I like of the camp, there is no newspaper, there is no TV, nothing. But God's people all over. May God richly bless you. It is so good to be among. I love every one of you so dearly because you are God's people. God bless you.
Jerry, you want to come up and close in prayer, or you want to do?
Yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Stay. Before we go, just wanted to bring this prayer need to the church. Saw Brother Prasad just briefly before we gathered for prayer this morning, and he had felt that he needed to take Ann to the hospital or to a doctor, or her blood pressure was high, and he wasn't sure that he would be able to be back to the camp. So, when you have a service like you had last night, there's especially Brother Prasad was kind of on the front line up here and encouraging our faith, and that's oftentimes where the attack comes.
That's
so
right.
So let's just stand, if you will, and I want to ask you if you'll just pray for Robert and Ann.
A loving Heavenly Father, we have such a privilege to come to you and ask you, O Lord, as Abba, Father, because we are your sons and daughters.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray for Brother Robert Prasad and for Anne, especially for Anne at this time. We just heard about the situation she's going through. Nothing is out of your control, Lord. Father, even now as we pray, may your hand just touch her, oh Lord, we pray.
Praise God.
That blood pressure will be lowered, and it'll be normal, oh Lord, we pray. And Lord, bless the family, Lord, we pray, Brother Robert Prasad and Dale and Ann, and bless that family, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the ministry, oh Lord. Again, praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Just a couple of announcements. This evening, we'll be taking up an offering for the foreign field. So we ask that you look to the Lord as it relates to that, and whatever the Lord lays upon your heart. If you're writing a check, those should be made payable to Global Missions. And again, just make that a matter of prayer. The ladies are meeting this afternoon at 2:30, 2:30 to 3:30 in the Alpha Kappa room. And the men are having a meeting today from 2 to 3 in Lakeview room number 2. So keep that in mind in your schedules. The water aerobics group, I guess, are meeting at 1:15, correct, Ann? Okay. Are there any other announcements? Let's stand, please. Our Father, we thank you for your many, many blessings. We thank you for the word that you share with us, Lord, that it enriches us. Lord, that it brings life to us. And Lord, that you give us ears to hear and a heart that will understand and receive. We thank you for this day that you've given us, and we continue to remember those who are in need today. Lord, that your hand will touch them. We ask, Lord, that as we leave, that we will be mindful of your Holy Spirit, and that we will show respect to one another as we have observed throughout this week, Lord. It's wonderful to be a part of the body of Christ and to see the moving and the flowing together. We ask that you continue to be with us. And as we continue to walk in the way you would have us to walk, that you bless us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask also that you will bless as we break bread here in a few minutes. We thank you for providing our needs and how abundantly you have provided them. We pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.